The second Mishnah of Maseches Arla, first Perek, discusses an interesting point with regard to the Pasuk that we learn the commandment of Arla from. It says that, you know, Unatatem kol eitz maichel, any fruit-bearing tree. So the Mishnah is implying a question. When does the chiyuv begin? Does the chiyuv begin when you enter Eretz Yisrael? Or does it apply, are we required that there be a kibush ha'aretz, that you have to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael before the halachas apply? Not only that, if you plant, we learned in the previous Mishnah, if you have to plant it for food, it also seems that the Pasuk says it's talking to one singular person. What about many people? So the Mishnah answers all of these questions. Be'ez Shaba'u Avosenu La'aretz. When our forefathers entered Eretz Yisrael, Matzu Natua, and you found a tree that's already planted there, is Pater and Arla, because you have to plant it. Natu, what happens if you planted tree in Eretz Yisrael, once we came to Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael hadn't been taken over yet? So the Mishnah obligates you, Chayef, Hanotel Rab, and what happens if you plant a tree for everybody? So it sounds like, the Pasuk would sound like, maybe that you wouldn't be Chayef, it wouldn't be Chayef, because it's not for you, it's for everybody. This is Chayef, Rabbi Yehuda is Poter, because Rabbi Yehuda holds the note that it's only talking about a singular planting, not a planting for the rabbim, for a lot of people. Hanotea b'rishus harabim. So if a person plants a tree in the middle of a public thoroughfare, nochri shenata, a non-Jew planted, hagazlan shenata, a gazlan has no property rights, goes and plants a tree that doesn't belong to him. Hanotea b'sfina, a person who plants in a tree on a boat, va'ola me'elav, or if a tree happens to drop a fruit, which gets somehow or another gets into the ground and starts growing by itself, chayev ba'arla, all of them are chayev and arla. Now, of course, the most surprising is the sfina, is the ship, because normally I would say that you would say that a boat should have no connection to the Eretz Yisrael. A boat itself normally has no yinika; it doesn't draw any nutrients from Eretz Yisrael, and as a result, the halacha should be that it is not taking anything from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, if it's not yonik from Eretz Yisrael, so a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz of orla should not apply. So the Rav, Revadi Mabartinor, says, Dibra Maschal Sfina, Afal Pisha'en and Akuva, even though the boat does not have a hole in it, which Mistama, it would make sense, it would be good that a boat does not have a hole in it, because then it would sink. Im Hishal Cheres, if it was a boat made of pottery, made of clay, Lafisha'en Kli Cheres Omid Bifnei Shoashim, that despite that there is clay, it does not cause an interposition between roots and the earth, and therefore we would consider that there is a yanika, a drawing of sustenance from the land of Israel. So somehow or another, the roots will get through the clay. Aval shall eat ba'ovin akeva. However, if it's a boat made of wood, by Nekeva, there has to be a hole in it for us to consider such a halacha. In other words, Cheres, the Rav says, is an omed lifnei shorashim. Cheres does not cause an interposition because it is clay. It's made from dirt itself. So it's not an interposition between that and the Eretz Yisrael, which would mean that there's a nika. However, wood would be an interposition, and therefore the only way that the tree would be chayiv if it was growing on a boat is if there was some type of hole in between in the wood that would allow the roots of the of the tree to draw nourishment from the land of Eretz Yisrael. Meseches Arla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Ilan Shin Ne'ekra Vesela Imo. If a tree gets uprooted and the sela, the earth that was surrounding its root system, got uprooted with this tree. So you have the tree and the root system. Since it's not being yoinik, it's not drawing from Eretz Yisrael anymore. Once that tree and its ground and its earth leaves Eretz Yisrael, so this tree is not drawing nutrients from Eretz Yisrael anymore. And it gets moved to someplace else and planted, then the tree is putter in from Orla. You can eat the fruit right away. Shafu Nahar Vasela Imo. If the tree falls into a river, again with its surrounding dirt with it, and then it's planted someplace else. Im Yachol L'Chayos, if the tree can live by itself without taking nutrients from the soil, and it's replanted, again, the tree is patur from Orla. Vim Lav Chayif, if the tree cannot live with the sela, the nutrients of the dirt that's surrounding it, and needs to get nutrients from other places, then it is Chayav in Orla. Nekar sela mitzido. What happens if the sela is taken away from the tree's root system? A plow knocks the dirt of the sela off from around the root system. Or the sela gets broken up, that the nutrient-filled dirt around the root system is broken up and becomes powdered. If it can live even without, then this tree is patur from ma'aser. V'im lav, and if it cannot live without taking nutrients from the ground of Eretz Yisrael, then again the tree is chayev in Arla and you cannot eat from it.